You're listening to Clack Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, side B.
It's time to talk about your man, Kid Cudi.
No, I have nothing to say about Kid Cudi. Go right ahead.
This Kid Cudi album actually really kind of holds up. I'm not going to lie. Going and listening to... It's really interesting to hear like where Kid Cudi was in 2009 and how far ahead of some stuff he was. But then in some ways, some of the choices on the album, you're like, well, that doesn't really work. But he's clearly like, he's really trying stuff. And some of the stuff is like... So I was trying to figure out if I should count Day and Night, because that song definitely is known in 2008, but it like pops on a mainstream level in 2009. It was hard to tell if I should count that or not. But I went with Pursuit of Happiness instead, because I think that's a super interesting kind of song that like, it's the kind of record that nowadays, like, I don't think you can have artists like XXX or Uzi Vert or some of these other new up and coming artists without what Kid Cudi did. Because like Drake changed definitely the sound, but Kid Cudi had a sad, dark like place that he would go to without the music necessarily also sounding sad and dark. It is there's a very like you can see the seeds for 2016 to 2019 in some of what Kid Cudi's doing, I think. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think people think of this era of Kid Cudi as Day and Night, and he helped Kanye with 808s. And then they think of him as the guy who's on hooks. And it's like, no, that album had records.
Sure.
I know you don't like Kid Cudi. Solo Dolo is super dope. Simple As was crazy dope in 2009. It's pretty good now, but it's kind of funny. But Pursuit of Happiness was great. And it has a hilarious dance, slightly faster remix that sounds like something that people would be fist pumping to on Jersey Shore. And it's great. It's so great. But yeah, I had to put Kid Cudi on this list for 2009. Because he's like right to me, right alongside Cole and even Drake and all these others. Like there was this new like class of guys who were coming up. Artists, really, right? Because Nicki's on that list. Even though Nicki doesn't have anybody on this list, like her first big mixtape is this era, right?
Beat Me Up, Scotty. Yep.
So like there's this whole group of artists coming up, and Kid Cudi he's on that list.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
All right. There's really one other record I want to talk about. It's a super interesting record to go. I wonder if you listened to this as you were thinking about 2009. It's a it was a song from a soundtrack.
Okay.
It's Drake, Kanye, Wayne, and Eminem. Forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about this song.
Did you really?
Yeah, I feel like forgot this song existed. This song was a big deal.
It was.
All these artists are at very interesting points in their careers, right? M is trying to make his big comeback. Wayne is arguably at the high point in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye is at one of the high points of his career, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, people were like, really? Drake?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. It was like, it was setting the next guy up.
Sure.
I think Drake was making enough noise in 2009 to where that noise wasn't too loud.
Mm.
It wasn't like, yeah. And I think it also helped that was like a boy wonder beat. Like that sounded, Drake's on the hook. Like Drake Fever was at a very high pitch at the time.
Oh, for sure.
So people were happy to get something that sounded like and felt like Drake.
And didn't Drake have a Sprite commercial with this in it?
Yeah, that they just stopped showing like last year. NBA ran that commercial to the ground.
Like, I mean, I'll give him credit. Like opening your verse with last name ever, first name greatest is it's kind of funny. Man, Drake is definitely Drake's a much better rapper now, right?
Oh, a million times better. Yes.
But yeah, I forgot all about Forever. I think because for me, like when I think about like Posse Cuts from that era, like Swagger Like Us is like way better. Yes. Way better than Forever.
Way better.
That
Forever didn't age well.
No, it didn't. Swagger Like Us is tremendous.
Yeah, Swagger Like Us is crazy.
Kanye kills that beat.
I still wish that Jeezy was on there instead of Jay. Well, not instead of Jay, but I still wish Jeezy was on there because Jeezy's on the original version.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listen to T.I.'s verse.
Mm.
Hold on. I'm gonna pull up the lyrics. He says, because T.I. goes last. You go see Weezy for the wordplay, Jeezy for the birdplay, Kanye-Z for diversity, and me for controversy. He doesn't mention Jay.
Such a T.I. line. I can't.
Of course.
Only T.I. would try to get all those syllables right in a row.
Of course. This was in the I'm writing again era. Mm. Yeah, Paper Trail album got some joints.
Yeah, you know, like, honestly, like a lot of the T.I. singles from 08 really had life in 09 as well. All right. That's pretty much all I want to talk about for definitive, but I got some runner-ups that'll be fun to talk about.
Let's do it.
Gucci Mane, Lemonade.
I never liked that
song. No! You don't like good beats? Is that the problem?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we doing?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right. We didn't talk about possibly the biggest thing, not possibly, the biggest thing that happened in 2009.
Which was?
Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? Yeah,
it's not hip hop.
I don't care. We talked about her. We talked about Ron Browse. I'm fitting Michael Jackson into this episode. Man, that day, that week was so eerie. But anyway,
I was gonna say we could talk about. I made that beat.
Oh man, I gotta find that beat. That beat was hard.
It's in a Dropbox, I think. Actually,
is it? Was it in the threes? Was it like 372 or something?
It's way, way, way back. I'm in the 940s now. It's crazy.
You are. I don't have the earliest thing we have in the Dropbox is we have the 288, but we start in the threes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like the twos are somewhere because there's a whole bunch of threes
in here.
Yeah, there's no two. The twos are.
Well, the twos aren't that era. Wait.
No, the twos come from
that's like 07.
That's like 07 or something. Yeah. That's some joints in the twos. I'm
trying to remember what
there is a. I do have a doc folder in here somewhere that isn't in, and I don't know where it is. I
forgot about so many of these records. That's funny. Some of these are good too.
Yeah, yeah. Our listeners are.
Crazy. They're like, huh? What are you talking about?
And they're like, what? Nope. Okay. Did I move it? Why not move it to this other folder? I may have.
Welcome to the point of the show where we talk about our Dropbox folder.
Right. People want our Dropbox so bad.
It's really just a lot of like beats. All right. Oh, what?
Is yeah. Nope.
Okay. I definitely sampled a couple. Let's see that one.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Nope. Never mind. Nope, I don't have anything.
I think it was 389.
Oh, was it 389?
You can play it if you want. I don't care.
I don't have 389.
389? All right, hold on.
It's not in the folder.
It's not in the folder.
Nah, cuz. Not in the folder. Yeah, there's definitely some beats that you were sending me through. Didn't BlackBerry have like a certain way
you could send files
to each other? Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's some on my BlackBerry 8900 with the touchscreen instead of the ball. Oh, my God. The touchpad. That's what it was, the touchpad. Touchpad was fine.
Oh, right. I don't like that. I like the ball.
My ball ended up getting stuck. My 8330, like it messed up.
No, it can't be 389. Hmm.
Yeah, no, we don't have the closest. We've got.
It might be in the fours.
Might be in the fours. Is it 484?
Because 389 is June 14th, 2008, and that's not the right date. Oh, wait, is it 459? No.
Let's just start 409 and we'll just go through.
Oh, 409 is hard, but it's not that. Where is it? I'm gonna find it. This is gonna drive me crazy.
425. It's 425.
No, that's Prince.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that is four. No, that's. But it's in this era.
We're gonna have to cut all this out.
That's fine.
Oh, where is it?
Yeah, it's in those fours.
Actually, you know what you can help me with? What day did he die?
I don't know why we didn't think of that. Hold on. It was like in June.
Okay.
June 25th.
Okay, hang on. That helps tremendously. It's going to be in the 50s? Yeah, it's in the 50s somewhere. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it 458, which is not here probably?
No, it's not in the folder.
Because that samples... Well, no, maybe not. That samples Ain't No Sunshine. But that's
no, because you had the other Prince record that you sampled for somebody else.
I did.
You sampled I Hate You.
Yeah. This is super thrilling for everybody. No, it's not that one. Maybe it's 458. That's funny. Let's try to load it. Let's see what happens. I haven't loaded it. It's going to be mad funny. Yeah, that's it. It's 458. I got it. It's right here.
Oh, okay. Render it and throw it in the Dropbox.
Right oh, man.
Is it bad?
These cymbals are so loud. I need to oh my God, I need to mix this. It's so loud. So loud. All right, put that off the side.
Thank you.
I might have to fix that, but we can modernize that. Yeah, anyway.
Tell you, yeah, there's a couple beats we could update.
All right. Anyway. Okay, so anyway, yeah, Michael Jackson died. It doesn't have to be all about me.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
No, I don't. Yeah.
We didn't talk about Loso's Way at all.
Well, yeah.
Fab's last album, that had some joints.
It had the Throw It in the Bag remix. Mm-hmm. Honorable mention for me. What else is on that?
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Okay. I didn't like Fab's. I didn't like Loso's Way.
Okay. It had. What was the single? Well, Throw It in the Bag was a single. Was there another one?
There was My Time, Jeremiah.
No. I Miss My Love was hard. Stay was hard. Lullaby was cool until he started singing.
Yeah.
Everything, Every Day, Everywhere, the Ryan Leslie joint was cool.
Mm.
All right. All right.
Not a lot here.
That's fine. But believe it or not, that's Fab's last studio album.
Wait, you don't count the Young OG project?
No.
Okay.
What is that?
That's 2014.
Oh, I guess it was. When did it come? It came out on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything on this album.
Wow, is that, but that was like a surprise thing. But Ray, everything he's done has been mixtapes. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, this is what Lituation was on?
Yeah, it's a Lituation.
All right. Okay. We got to fight. I got to fight. I'm fighting him.
So speaking of Fab, he does have a dope record on the Alchemist project from this year.
What Fab and Alchemist
it's record? It's called Some Gangster-ish.
I don't remember that.
Oh.
Man. Was it slow and did it have a lot of pianos on it?
It is slow. I feel like that's... And it's amazing. I need to find where that sample's actually. Hold on.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Chemical Warfare.
Yeah,
okay.
Chemical Warfare had some heck of a records.
Sounds like a duck.
Give me some of that. We saw the engine with buttons. I love that beat. Call the engine restraining. But the really ridiculous beat from this Chemical Warfare is him and Prodigy Keep Your Heels On, which is completely bananas.
Do I want to hear a song?
You do. Don't worry. Just hear the beat.
Just keep a Prodigy song called Keep Your Heels On in 2019.
This beat, my God, it sounds like a
I've heard better.
Oh, I love that.
Here's the other thing. Like, there was this point where like Prodigy was making these really hard records and trying to make them like songs for women.
Well,
that appeal to women, like no woman's gonna dance to this song. Not one.
You know who we didn't talk about? And I almost came close to putting this on my Defender 15, but I probably could have. We didn't talk about your man Rick Ross.
He had a great 2009. This was his breakout year. He's deeper than rap.
To me, his breakout is 2010.
Okay.
I think deeper than rap is close.
I'm not gonna lie, deeper than rap is overrated.
I think
I like it, but it's overrated.
Okay, I'm going to say something's going to make a lot of people mad. I think Maybach Music 2 is overrated.
2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you bugged.
I think it's fine. It's fine. I'd much rather hear Magnificent.
No, yo, when I remember I was a loan officer in 2009, which was a death sentence. And we would listen to the radio, and the only two songs that would come on the radio were Magnificent and Blame It on Alcohol.
Oh, God.
Like those ran to, and Wasn't Poker Face 2009?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga? Yep.
The other...
Those two records.
One of my other favorite Ross records from this era is Valley of Death, which DJ Toomp, oh my God.
Yeah. Deeper than Rap. And that's, dang, that's my favorite Ross record is Rich Off Cocaine.
Really?
Yeah. I love that beat. That sample.
I mean, it's Willie Hutch.
Does things for me. That's fine.
No, listen, it's all good. Oh, I should do maybe Willie Hutch. I should pick a Willie Hutch sample for when I do.
You probably should.
See, it's too bad Timbo already took the name. Otherwise, I could just call this Beat Club, but I can't call it Beat Club.
I'm sure Beat Club is readily available. Unless you want to fight Sebastian for it.
Yeah, there's some good records on here, but there's also records where you're like, no, this doesn't really work. Whereas I feel like Teflon Don is just like... And then there's records that they didn't even make the album. But to me, Teflon Don is just a tighter project.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Absolutely.
We need to talk about your man Cameron.
What Cam doing on I?
Get it in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. As they talk about Cam out here like he's Santa Claus. Like, all right, I get it. All right, I get it. Relax.
Not a fan of Get It in Ohio?
Nah, not really. I don't like that era, Cam. I think I was okay with the with the Cam Vado and A-Rap music but era.
But not the Crime Pays era. So like My Job, Cookies and Apple Juice.
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Your man, OJ the Juice Man.
Yes.
Along with Jadakiss and Swiss Beats on Who's Real.
Oh my God. Oh boy. Oh my God. That is a terrible song.
That's not a terrible song at all. Compared to what? That Jadakiss album is Struggle. Struggle City.
It is bad.
Is that a Last Kiss? Yeah. So that's Last Kiss, By My Side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else is on here?
Letter to Big. Letter to Big.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But who's not a fan of Swiss?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, Can't Stop Me. Things I've Been Through was okay. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Mano had a bit of a moment.
Was this High Hater?
This is right after High Hater. So this is All the Above, AKA Live Your Life Part 2.
Yes.
It's the same beat, pretty much. But that's fine.
Pretty much. Oh my God.
How did Mano not, like, because his first three singles, right, are, let's get this right, it is High Hater, All the Above, and then Million Bucks.
I don't remember Million Bucks.
You should play it. It's Swizzy.
First of all, don't call him Swizzy.
We can call him Swizzy on this show.
We haven't called him Biz in a while.
Biz, sweet.
Was it Million Bucks?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
You'll recognize it immediately.
Oh my God. All right, hold on.
It's very Swiss Beats.
I'm sorry, my face was stuck. My bad. I had to catch myself. Come on, Swizz. Come on, Cassine.
But like, he had High Hater. He had All the Above with, you know, get T-Pain Hook, the big Just Blaze beat. He's got Swiss in the third single. He's got a Justice League beat on here. And then what happened, man? He just disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But, you know, I wanted to say, you know, shout out to him. Freddie Gibbs, man. Freddie Gibbs is also... I miss this era of Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs is one of those people that I really want to like and I just can't.
Let's see.
He doesn't do anything... Well,
Is that true?
Well, not okay. Okay, we'll say not well. Well enough for me to care.
So in 09, he's got what's he called? The Miseducation of Freddie Gibbs, which is basically like a big compilation he put together of all of his stuff that had been out before, and then he also puts out a new thing called Midwest Gangsta Box Frame Cadillac Music, which was
dope. That was your joint. Yeah.
In 2010, he puts out Straight Killin' No Fella, which was also really good. Like, I don't know how Freddie Gibbs didn't make it. I mean, aside from the fact that he never had a hit single.
I would say Jeezy.
Yeah, I guess. Again, he is somebody who I feel like in the era of streaming, he probably makes it.
I think he's doing fine now. Sure. Like, he's managed to extend his career long enough to function in this era.
Yeah.
So I think he's okay.
He is.
I think
he's okay right now. But he kind of missed some time, you know?
He did.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a couple Young Money related records we didn't talk about because the Young Money compilation came out.
It did.
How do you feel about Bedrock?
I don't.
Yep. What was the other song?
What Drake record was on that project?
Hold on. So it's called Young Money: Rise of an Empire. Uh huh. Oh no, that was the new one. What was the other one?
No, that was We Are Young Money. Young
Money, thank you.
That was
Every Girl in the World.
Yeah, it was Every Girl.
Was there just a Drake solo record on here? No, there wasn't.
Yeah, I feel like there was. No,
definitely not.
No, there wasn't. Okay.
There's a lot of records I've never heard. Like, I had literally never heard. I was like, wait, there's a Nicki Wayne Drake record on here? It's called F the BS and it's terrible.
There's that. Okay. Then I'm thinking of Rise of an Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Rise of an Empire had trophies.
Right. You know, there's a good amount of Wayne on here, but there's also a good amount of Gutta Gutta. And yeah, no, I'm good.
Twist?
What's that?
Twist?
Maybe? Is he here somewhere? Probably. Wait, who is T Streets?
He was part of the squad, I believe.
The squad, okay. Yeah, so basically outside of Every Girl in the World and Bedrock, there's just, nope, not happening.
But, I mean, back then, that's what you could...
That was it.
You could get away with right. that. Yeah, so you need... Roger that.
No.
And steady mobbing. Mm. Yeah, nah. I'm giving it up for steady mobbing. Roger that. I referenced Roger that because Roger that was somewhat of a hit record. Steady mobbing is one of those records that you play in the club and it goes. Because that's 09 Gucci. And 09 Gucci, we're not well versed in that, like 09 Gucci is where he becomes the stuff of legend.
So speaking of songs that I always wonder why they didn't blow more, like it's kind of surprising Money to Blow didn't blow. Because that's 09. That's Birdman, Drake, and Wayne.
What was the other record? Play Ball. Money to Blow and Play Ball. Those are two records. I think that was when Birdman was kind of strong arming records. Like, yeah, we're going to take that fire on Playboy.
Right. He heard the Money to Blow hook. He's like, mm-hmm.
Need that. Thank you.
Honestly, like, that's kind of it for 09. Like, there's just nothing.
You didn't... Well, there's lots of things you didn't talk about.
Like what?
Only Built for Cuban Links 2.
Oh, man.
Most Def the Ecstatic.
I went back and listened to Only Built for Cuban Links 2.
It's got Dilla on it.
It's rough.
New Woo was still fire, though. New Woo was dope. No, don't do that. New Woo was dope.
I had a hard time listening. I re-listened to that and I was like, also it's hilarious when the Dre beats come out of nowhere and you're like, ah, like the snares are so loud.
Oh my God.
I don't like
that. Before I Self-Destruct was out.
That's a terrible album.
No, it's not.
Yes, no, it's terrible. I listened to it this week.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
You got a good song off there? Well, I'll take one.
Yeah.
What is it?
Absolutely. He has two.
Okay.
Crime Wave and Strong Enough. Yep.
No.
Yes. Street Hop. Royce's album was phenomenal. I know that's not your bag, but that Royce album. I remember there was a version where the master was bad. The master messed up. So the original version that was on iTunes was mixed horribly. It sounded terrible. And it sounds fine now when you stream it, but I just remember that. No, Street Hop was fire. Street Hop was fire. Let's see if there's anything else. You want to talk about Asher Roth asleep in the bread aisle? Oh,
man, you want to talk about people who got, like, he had the one song and they couldn't clear the sample. And it's just not the same.
Oh, is that what happened?
I Love College has a Weezer sample.
Oh.
They didn't clear it, but it blew up on mixtapes off the sample. Mm-hmm. Because it's a perfect sounding college record.
It is. We missed Snoop Dogg, I Wanna Rock. Remember
terrible
that? Remember
song.
That? Don't do that.
You're
don't
naming that. Lots well, of...
Who was the guy? It was Kid Frost's son. I can't think of his name. But he was the one producing all those records because he did Slow Down for Fat Joe.
Oh,
he was taking like those 90s records.
Yeah. What was his name? I know him as Kid Frost Kid.
Hey, shout out to Kid Frost.
Scoop DeVille.
Scoop DeVille. There we go. Yep. We're not going to talk about Shock Value 2.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
It's bad.
It's so bad, which made me then go realize there's an opening run to Shock Value 1.
Okay.
That was like really dope.
Let me see. What was that?
So that is...
Give It to Me, Release, The Way I Are, Bounce, Come and Get... Yeah. Miscommunication was my joint.
Give It to Me was a hit. Release was really dope. The Way I Are was dope. Bounce was cool. Yeah, Miscommunication was fine. Scream worked.
Apologize was dope. Good movie.
Yeah, and I was still going to parties back then, so like...
So that's what it always comes back to.
No, man, there's just a lot of albums for me, like in 09, that are just, they didn't stick then. And if they did, certainly didn't stick this time around. Like, I couldn't believe how little I liked that Raekwon album. We're not even going to talk about how bad the Ghostini album is.
What?
Ghostface's album from this year, Ghostini. Listen, I got a whole checklist of stuff that I listened to in anticipation for this. When I mean, like, I listened to the entire Birdman album.
Doc, what are you doing?
I listened to Joe Burden, Padded Room. It was bad.
What are you doing?
I listened to Blackout 2, Pray for Rain.
That
CNN that album has a Ron Brown's record on it too.
Blackout 2 was bad.
Blackout 2 was terrible.
Padded Room, those were dark Joe Budden times.
Yeah.
That was the Amalgam Digital era. No, Doc, I need to talk to you about something else before we get out of here. Well, are we done with 2009?
I think so, but you could totally, if you want to laugh for a second, you could play Capone and Noriega with Ron Brown's and Busta Rhymes' Rotate.
Oh my God. Oh, I know Rotate. Yes. Oh, this record is terrible. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, here we go.
You're already in trouble.
Does the beat change?
Like, that's all. And more bass. It's the one wreck that kills me.
Oh my God. And there's a remix with Swiss and Jada on.
Oh no, Swiss.
Are they fighting? Yeah, they're yelling over each other. Yo, strapped in for the remix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wait, Capone and Noriega made an album called The War Report 2, Report the War?
Yes, they did. Yo, every, oh my God.
This is such a rough time for hip hop.
Didn't need a tagline, dog, at all. Oh, Report the War. Okay. All right. So I think we've talked about 2009's its impact and its influence on hip hop.
Sure.
This was a very critical time. So sonically, Drake comes in and kind of changes lots and lots of things. This was probably, I'll say, the last great year for mixtapes. And there was a lot of trying to figure it out.
Yeah. To me, it's the last great year for mixtapes. It is notably a bad year for major label projects.
Okay.
There's a lot like 50 Cent puts out War Angel and then Before I Self-Destruct. To me, both are total swings and misses. The Fat Joe album's no good. Jim Jones album's no good. The Cameron album's not good. The Busta album's not that good. Meth and Red, not that good. You can just go down the list, right? The Fab album was fine. The Jada album was fine. Like, there are some highlights for sure, but there's just a whole list of people who you would hope would have sort of elevated the year, and they all just, it's just a big swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. Sorry, I was jumping over this thing, but you're right. You can see it's just a year in transition, which is interesting because I look at 2019 and I wonder is this going to be a year in transition? Right. We are a month and a half.
I think
are almost a month and a half into the year. And has literally almost anything happened in hip hop? I don't know what is going, there's just not much happening.
I think people are gearing up.
I agree.
I think every year is going to be like what last year was. I think everybody comes out every year now.
Mm.
There's your one-offs, maybe Jay's the only guy that doesn't come out every year. But I think Kendrick drops this year. I think Drake drops this year. I think Cole drops again this year. I think everybody major, Kanye's dropping. Everybody's dropping this year. They're just working on stuff.
Yeah.
It's just not ready.
So it's a good,
which I can respect. Sure. Like, cool.
It's a good lesson though, where like very, like if this is the way that things are going to be, where people drop every year, somebody needs to like figure that out and have something ready for Grammy time. Cause there's a whole wide open lane to talk about music.
Yeah. I think. I think also people are trying to figure things out business-wise and logistically. Like, how do we get... I mean, again, Rihanna's coming out this year. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Beyonce... I wouldn't be surprised if Beyonce and Jay took this year off musically. Or if they dropped it, like, the end of the year. But I feel like artists are trying to figure out how to take back the need for streaming services. I think labels are going to try and figure out how to implement direct to artists through the label.
They can try.
And not need the big three.
I think.
And not, well, I'll say not need, well, not rely on the big three.
That's tough, man.
So I think there's a way to do it. I think for some
artists they can.
Sure.
I think there's a whole middle class of artists. Who, if you're really gonna not hope that Spotify features them on a couple of key playlists, like you're really not gonna do that? Come on. Like Jay and Beyonce, they can do whatever they want. Kanye can probably still do whatever he wants. Drake can do whatever he wants. But like, let's pick someone else out of a hat. Who's probably coming out this year? Who has something in the works? Trying to think of a really good example. Heck, even J. Cole. J. Cole could certainly sell direct to his fan base, and he should do some sort of like deluxe edition, like whatever, and do that direct to consumer. Like he should definitely get that money.
Yes.
But J. Cole needs the streaming services. Even J. Cole does.
Because his fans are college kids and they can't, they can only afford Spotify. They can't afford Apple.
No, but also like, I mean, basically if you are going to try to make a game where you're like, really not trying to play much with the streaming services, instead do focus your energy on direct to consumer, then you have to have a big enough of a niche of a like incredibly devoted fan base to do that. Right. Like Kanye can probably do that still. Rihanna can probably do that. I think Rihanna could, but I don't think she will. I think, man, cutting off, like not focusing on streaming would be like 20 years ago. If you were like, yeah, we're not really focused on MTV right now. You'd be like, what? No, you need the video for MTV, man. How else are people going to know your album's coming out? I don't know. I mean, I hear you. I think people will experiment. I'm sure they will. I just think if anything, streaming continues to like, I wonder like how long is Tidal hanging out? Because like the history of tech is that you can sometimes end up with three, but you often end up with two, right? Like effectively social media at this point. Yeah, we've got Instagram, but that's still Facebook. You have Facebook and Twitter. And they're various different products. And that's like it, right?
Sure.
You have Android and you have iOS and iPhones, right? And there's different manufacturers, but like those are your two options. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just, that tends to be the way that like these sorts of markets work, at least the way that our government currently handles things like, you know, we don't really prosecute companies for monopolies anymore. Like, so we allow this like power to accumulate, and like Spotify is just growing. Right, Apple Music is still growing, and Apple Music is about to do a huge push for their TV stuff as well and movies. So like they're going to go even further into services and this sort of like, no, we want your monthly fee. So like, I don't know, man. I think there's still room to grow for streaming, right? I mean, hip hop is heavily streaming reliant at this point, but like there are still like, I mean, older generations are not streaming at the same level that younger generations are. So there's a whole batch of money to be made there still.
Yep. Agreed.
So I didn't mean to take all the air out of your theory, but I look at streaming and I'm almost thinking like, man, I don't know. Like they're getting to a point where like they could have some real power almost.
No, they are. And I'm not, what I'm saying is I think that they're going to try and figure something out just outside of the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Like, where those things are always going to exist, they're always going to hold power, they're always going to carry weight, but other people are going to have to figure it out. What that means, I don't know, which is why, to your point, I believe we're in a transitional year. So I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I think it'll look like something. 2020 and 2021 will look completely different than 2019. Mm. So, man, there was something else. Oh, okay. Before you go, because we've been on here way too long. So you and I got into a small discussion on the Twitter, and I kind of want to know, I kind of want to go a little deeper.
Okay.
So I sent you an article that somebody wrote where they said Supreme Clientele is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's a perfect album. That's right. Your response was, is it?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking and I went back and listened to the album. Like what could you do without that keeps it from being perfect?
And
if you say Stroke of Death, I'm quitting the show.
I
right
love
now.
Stroke of Death.
Okay. All right, cool.
I think you could probably do without Stay True. I think you could probably do without Saturday Night. It's fine.
Okay.
The Grain is okay.
I like The Grain, but okay.
Stay True. Did I say Stay True already?
You said Stay True already.
Yeah.
I think we talked about Malcolm, but I think you love Malcolm, right?
I used to love it a lot. I think it's really good.
Okay.
I would say this, it's not a 10 out of 10. It's a classic. It's not a 10 out of 10. I think that's okay. But like, I know that I'm alone on the island that says that Iron Man is better than Supreme Clientele. That's fine.
Is that an island?
I think it is.
Okay.
And I would also say that is an album that is seriously flawed.
Iron Man?
Yeah. It gets off to a slow-ish start.
Okay.
But once you get to 260, you are off and running.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's one of my records that I'm like kind of mad it didn't take off. Like, I bodied 260. That's one of my favorite verses. Anyway.
But you know, and honestly, like you could, I mean, if you look at what Bulletproof Wallets should have been, that might even be better than Supreme Clientele as well.
We might have to have a discussion about the best three album runs of all time.
If you count the what should have been for Bulletproof Wallets, then Ghost is on the list.
Ghost is on the list. If we're going by hypotheticals, Nas and Mobb Deep are on the list as well.
I'll give you Nas. I don't know about Mobb.
Oh my God. The original version.
Murder Music's never that close.
It's still really, really good.
Pretty good. I think Outkast is on that list. Tribe is on that list.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I'm going to give some love to the W. I think Wu-Tang at least gets an argument on that list. I like the W.
Okay.
Yeah. Does Jay have, Jay's not.
No.
No,
I'm not putting Reasonable Doubt Volume 1 and Volume 2 up there. Not with those other albums we just mentioned.
Right.
No.
There are people screaming right now that we're missing somebody. Let me ask you this. Is Kendrick Lamar in this conversation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kanye's on that list too.
Oh, for sure. He might have multiple runs.
Yeah, I mean, his first bad album is you can make a case for 808, you can make a case for Yeezus.
No, his first bad album is Ye.
Okay. Okay. I get that.
808's is flawed, but phenomenal in parts, right?
Dang, is Busta Rhymes on that list?
No.
Well, The Coming
is fine.
Coming's okay.
He got a Gentleman's Four.
Gentleman's Four. Yeah.
And then what does he have after that?
That's When Disaster
that's
Strikes,
not a good
and
album.
That's ELE.
And ELE is his best album, followed by Genesis. And
I don't know.
Big Bang Theory?
That Aftermath. Yeah, that Big Bang Theory was fire.
The first half of that is fire.
Is Beanie on that list?
That third album's not very good.
Oh, don't do that.
And the first album, also a Gentleman's Four.
Okay.
Second album's tough.
Second album's great. Third album's great. I'm rolling.
You know, Volume 3, Dynasty, Blueprint. That's interesting.
Well, okay. So then that brings up a whole other question. Like, does it have to be first three or does it just have to be three?
Oh, I was just trying to find three in a row.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, Jay's 100% on the list for...
Barely
for Dynasty, Blueprint, and... What'd you say?
Well... Do you want to get? You're not going to give it to Blueprint 2, so Volume 3 on the other end, I guess. Volume 3, Dynasty. That's.
I mean, hold on.
It's tough.
Hold on. We're gonna find a pocket.
Jay doesn't really have a three album run because he inevitably screws it up.
Dang, he doesn't. He doesn't have a 3-album run.
You know, in a, I guess you could almost make an argument for American Gangster, Blueprint 3, and...
Nope. Magna Carta's after that. Nope.
I was going to give him credit for Watch the Throne.
But yeah.
That's more of a Kanye album than a Jay album.
Oh, here we go.
It's true. Drake? So hold on. If I'm thinking of Drake correctly, we go So Far Gone, and then we go... Why can't I think of his 2013 album?
So Far, we go So Far Gone, Thank Me Later, and Take Care.
No, so go Take Care, and then...
Okay, hold on.
Why can't I think of Drake's discography? It's his head's in the clouds.
Oh,
God,
Nothing was the same.
And then If You're Reading This, It's Too Late? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting 3-album run.
It is.
That's an that's an interesting 3-album run. I might.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're. Yeah, they're certainly not all perfect. It's tough, man.
Nah, we're not talking about. We're not talking about perfection. We're just talking about great. Great.
That's an interesting 3-album run.
Yeah.
J. Cole doesn't have it. J. Cole fan is screaming right now. They think that they're all that list. That's fine.
They're not. for your eyes only. Like, we can start there.
Snoop never did
Wayne?
It.
Wayne.
Wayne doesn't have one.
Wayne with the Carters.
Wayne doesn't have one.
Carter 1, 2, and 3?
No, I'm just rejecting that. I'm advocating
for Wayne.
That's fine. Wayne does not have a single classic album.
What?
And it's just not even close. You can argue he's the most overrated, critically acclaimed rapper of all time.
Nah.
It's true.
Nope. You. Where were you when Carter 2 was out? Were you outdoors? Listen, man.
I was residing in the hip hop capital of the world, the East Coast.
Oh, man.
I think.
Wait. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think Carter 2 is cool.
Oh, you're bugging.
It's cool.
Okay. All right, Doc.
All right.
Is Jeezy on that list?
That second album.
Is it? Hold on. But if it's Trap or Die, Thug Motivation, and what is it? The Inspirations after that?
Yeah.
Wasn't there another mixtape? Was it Streets Is Watching? Can't Ban the Snowman. That's what I'm thinking of. And I am Can't Ban the Snowman. And I am the Street Dream. Never mind. You put out 2 mixtapes in between. Ross?
Teflon Don would have to anchor that. I guess God Forgives I Don't. So you're close.
We would have to call an audible for Rich Forever.
But the problem is like, all right, hold on. Let me look at this. So
yeah, Rich Forever is what? Bottom into 2011?
Rich Forever is beginning of 2012.
Okay, so then God Forgives I Don't comes out July.
Right, but so much of what's on, but a lot of the good stuff is, they end up in the same place. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of overlap.
Not really. It was 2 records.
Is that it?
Yeah, it was Triple Beam Dreams and, what was the other one? 10 Jesus Pieces?
Oh,
no. No, the John Legend record.
Rich Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot about some of these records. Oh, man. Mike Will kills King of Diamonds.
Bruh. Rich Forever is amazing. Yeah, I'm putting that on the list.
That's an interesting one.
Man, I'll go down and do. No, I won't. Never mind. I was going to say Black Market, Rather You Than Me. Not Hook.
No.
I know this has absolutely no weight, but Wiki has Port of Miami 2 coming out February 28th.
That is a Thursday.
And that ends the end of that.
All right, man. Anything else you want to say about?
No, I don't want to say anything. We've been talking for 4 hours. I'm good.
We have been talking for almost exactly 4 hours. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode that went far longer than I ever thought of Clock Radio Speakers. We appreciate it. As always, hit us up at Sarah's Podcast and let us know what you think. Armand, you got anything you need to promote?
I don't even feel like
okay. next week we are definitely taking off because I will be out of town, but we will likely be back the week after because we might have some music to talk about. And until then, thanks everybody.